Good morning, it's Zach Epperson with your sports update on this Thursday morning. We start off talking about a possible return for NBA playoffs. According to ESPN senior NBA insider Adrian Wojnarowski, the NBA's Board of Governors will meet to approve a league-proposed 22-team playoff format, which will restart the season in Orlando, Florida. That according to a source to the conference call, and the vote is set for 12:30 this afternoon. So far, the plan looks like that they will resume play at the Walt Disney World Resort. The plan includes 13 Western Conference teams and 9 Eastern Conference teams, 8 regular season games, and a possible play-in tournament for the 8th seed and playoffs. The top 16 teams in the Eastern and Western Conferences will be joined by teams currently within 6 games of 8th place in the two conferences. According to the source, that's New Orleans, Portland, San Antonio, Sacramento, Phoenix, and Washington. The NBA and the NBA Players Association are negotiating details over the return to play's safety protocols and competition. Now, as one sport looks to get back to playing, another is still negotiating just the start of their season. Major League Baseball has rejected the players' offer for a 114-game regular season with no additional salary cuts, and they told the union it did not plan to make a counter-proposal, that according to an ESPN source. Now, the players made their proposal Sunday up from an 82-game regular season in management's offer last week. According to that, opening day would be on June 30th, and the regular season would end on October 31st, nearly 5 weeks after the September 27th conclusion that MLB's proposal stuck to for the season's original schedule. The MLB told the union it had no interest in expanding the season into November because they feared a second wave of coronavirus could possibly disrupt the postseason, jeopardizing a nearly $787 million broadcast revenue deal. And finally, on this day in sports history, back in 1974, the NFL grants a franchise to the Seattle Seahawks. And that will do it for your sports update on this Thursday morning. For Quixie 98.3, I'm Zach Epperson.